This is Poetry on Northland Morning, a celebration of the language, written word, and sense of places, past and present, that make up our community. You could almost say Jim Rock is starstruck. Even though he is a scientist who's taught chemistry, physics, and astronomy for decades, he's never far from his Dakota heritage, origin stories, and the language that might have been lost completely had it not been for his father and a handful of other first language Dakota speakers. When Jim speaks Dakota, he says, it's like having his father right next to him.
When I speak, it's like having this microphone here, and I'm feeling that he's listening in that cosmic ether there, inspiring me and watching me very accountably to make sure that I say things accurately and keep connected from the heart. The head and the heart need to be joined together, he would say. And he was one of the last seven speakers of Dakota in Minnesota, Minnesota Makoche, who did not speak English until boarding school, essentially at age 12. That was 10 years ago that he went back to the stars. Now from seven, I believe we're around four of those speakers left here still in Minnesota Makoche. This poem is from Gabrielle Tateushkanshkang. It was published in the book Beloved Child by Diane Wilson. She's a Dakota women leader, participates in horse ride, and it's a beautiful feminine voice that carries the love for a newborn child just gifted us from the stars. We Dakotas have this idea that we come from a star, or we come from a cave, or we've always been here. This references the Milky Way, the Wanagi Tachanku, the road of spirits, from which the babies are breathed into the teepee with assistance from kind of a blue spirit woman midwife in the Big Dipper. Wichangpioyate refers to the star nations. So as those who came from the star world come to Maka'ina, Earth Mother, we must love them, let them know that it's safe here, that they can stay here in a warm, loving circle community birthed into that teepee. Otherwise, those young infants may choose to go back to the stars. So we try to create that beautiful cosmic umbilical connection always. Star spirit. Wanagi Wichangpi by Gabrielle Tateushkanshkang. Beloved child, you were brought to earth by the Wichangpioyate. Falling to earth, you were formed in the imagination of the people through origin narrative. Spirit was manifest in the flesh of the living. Hopes of the ancestors flow in your blood. Your first breath, a soft, soothing song, singing the story of the lives that have come and gone before you. Lives that paved the way for your coming. By a falling star, you were entrusted to me, a sacred gift from the Creator, to care for and protect with my heart.
The second poem, which Jim reads in Dakota and then translates into English, he wrote for his wife, Roxanne Gould, who joined us in the studio and got to hear it for the first time.
Chanteskuya, washtechidaka, ka unchishida. Mahasangni, washtechidaka, ka unchishida. Wichangpi omani chekpapi eta, ka wichangpi ampaoking, washtechidaka. Ka poskiski yuza ohinia. Takushkanshkan, wichoni ka wichozani ka wawashtedaka mahasangni king. Michante etan nina pidamea yedo. Chante is heart and skuya is sweet. So we really do say sweetheart that way. Washtechidaka, I love you. And unchishida. My grandmother spoke that to my dad as he went off to Korea at, I believe, age 18. And she said, you know, this isn't just a word that grandmas and grandchildren speak to each other. don't be afraid to speak this to your other fellow men soldiers. It's the kind of love that lays down its life for each other. So the next line is, Mahasangni, my other skin, washtechidaka, ga unchishida. Again, I love you, and I love you with grandma love. From the stars, actually from the twin walking stars, wichangpi omani chekpapi, referring to Venus, morning star, evening star. From there, I love you. Poskiski yuza ohinia, I embrace you always, or, you know, give you a hug from sky to earth kind of thing. You think about those planets circling around us, encircling us with their arms. And takushkanshkang, wichoni ka wichozani ka wawashtedaka, mahasangni king. So that's kind of one long phrase, but it says, to the great moving energy that moves everything, the great mystery, life and health, and the love of my other skin, I give you great thanks from my heart. Michanta etan nina pidame ayeto.
Poetry is produced at KUMD by Lisa Johnson, with help from Chris Harwood and from an original concept by Lisa Fitzpatrick. You can find links to the poets and poetry on this show on our website, along with the complete poem read in its original language. Poetry is supported in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.